Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Tom Chorsky played the NHL, played for the Golden Gophers, played high school hockey in the great state of Minnesota. And he joins us now. Tom, how are you tonight?
I'm real good, Maxie. How are you doing?
Good. Good to visit with you always.
Yeah.
How come the Wild gave up 6 goals last night out of the blue?
Well, I guess you could chalk it up to them being at the end of a road trip. Back-to-back games, but I think, you know, there were some power play goals scored by the Vegas Knights, who have a really strong power play, and they've recently gotten some of their big guns back in Stone and Pacioretty. So, and this is the team, I think, didn't get off to a great start, so now they're kind of feeling it, and they caught the Wild at the end of a road trip that, you know, some pucks were going in, but hey, the Wild hung in there. There was an empty net goal that,
yeah,
if you take that away, it's a one-goal game.
Is Vegas better than the Wild when you look at the two rosters?
You know, it's close. I think the Wild obviously can compete with anyone this year when they're rolling and staying healthy. But you know, I think it's close. I don't know if I could definitively say they're better, but Vegas. You know, Vegas does have some. They've got a handful of marquee guys and some big, you know, physically big but also talented guys. And so, but if we got goaltending, you know, we got some good goaltending and everything was quick, and we can beat them in a series.
You know, I remember the late Tom Curvers. I used to work out with him at the health clubs. I'd run into him often, and we'd end up, you know, next to each other on a bike or a Stairmaster or whatever. And I learned a lot about, you know, the NHL side of life from him, and I'd ask him questions just about, you know, just different things so that I could get educated on hockey.
Great guy to talk to, huh?
Yeah, great guy. And you know, Tom, I mean, it's cerebral and I remember he said to me once, and I thought about this during the Wild's win streak to take nothing away from winning 8th straight. He said, you don't pay attention to a hot team during the season, because the only thing that matters is how do they match up with who they have to beat in the playoffs. If they win 7, 8, 9 in a row, it doesn't matter. And at the time, I believe the Wild were on a hot streak. And he said, I don't remember the exact words, but I'm paraphrasing, but it was, they don't match up with Chicago. And they're going to have to play Chicago in the second round of the playoffs. And it doesn't matter how hot they are now. They don't have Duncan Keith. They don't have someone that can match up with him. They don't have Taves and Kane. And they don't have somebody that can stop them. So none of this matters right now, because you're going to play Chicago. And Chicago's better than you are. And they're in a series that you're never going to beat them. Do you subscribe to that thinking to an extent? I mean, if all things being equal and everybody's healthy when you get there, you need to build a team that either is better than, or you're not. You can assume you're not going to get further or past them in a series.
Well, for sure. I would never contradict TK, but having been through it myself, experienced in matching up well against teams, and you know, it's all very situational and kind of contextual. But you know, for example, a team might really rely on their power play, but if they're going up against a team that's got two really good penalty kill sets, right? So you got eight guys, you got four forwards and four D that a team can send out back to back and shut down both power play units. Then all of a sudden the power play is negated, and if the rest of their lineup is really kind of not very talented and can't score, then their offense is going to sputter, right? So there are definitely situations, and then there are things you can do. If a team study, you study a team all year long and you start to see tendencies. To your point, as long as everything's all equal and they're not missing key people or key people aren't in a slump at the time, like a goalie, there's definitely teams that just match up better. And sometimes it's an emotional or psychological thing too, where you might have, you might pound the team a little bit and get them looking over their shoulders. And so there are things you can do if you have the right tools and the right tactics and strategies to defeat a team.
Tom Chorsky is our guest. 1 year, I'll give you a basketball analogy, and that leads to my next question. But the Timberwolves, when they had their run that year to the conference finals, they were the number one team at the All-Star break. So Flip Saunders got to coach the All-Star team, and then they had the best record going in, so they could get home court advantage. And then they got to play the Lakers, and the Lakers beat them in six games. The point being, the Lakers didn't care that you wanted to do that all year. They weren't all that concerned that you were going to win home court advantage because they knew when the lights got bright in April and May how to play. Do you have to be careful about the pace, even though you want to accrue points and home ice and all those things? Is the ultimate veteran team, veteran coach, the one that says there's a certain pace and all that matters is that we're ready once we get to the postseason? Maybe in hockey more than anything else, because home ice means less.
Well, I don't know, a little bit. Again, I think we're back to situational stuff. If you've got a marquee or your most gifted talent players, and are they going to get run down at game 70 and then you want to preserve them? Or is the crux of your team, and I would say this about the Wild, they are now constructed with some pretty hardy players that are also contributing, and the team can play four lines. It's not a two line team or a two and a half line team, and so they can go deep, and they've got players waiting in the wings. And so I think a year like this, a season like this, coaching staff and Bill Guerin, I probably look at it like, hey, we are going to put our foot on the gas, and we are going to go at everyone every night, every hard as we can, and we're not going to try and tinker and tweak, down the stretch to try and make things, save players so that the timing is all right and they're healthy and all that. For the most part, I mean, this team all of a sudden has assets in the minors, and they've got depth sitting out of the lineup. They've got gritty guys that like Foligno, who's got he's got four goals in his last five games.
Yeah.
He might not set a lot of guys up, but he can bang pucks in the net because he's big and strong and enforces his will right around the net. And they've got a bunch of these guys that are Erickson Ek is a big, strong guy, and he's not a tiptoe through the tulips type guy. And all of a sudden he's
found his and Kaprizov's trunk is unbelievable, isn't it? His lower body.
Yeah. Pretty hardy lineup that I don't think, that's the other thing. You can use that to your advantage, and you can pump your team up, and you go, "Hey, we're going to be like a bulldozer here. We're not a Maserati. We're gonna go right through this thing."
How much, based on what you've seen, does Zach Parise have left in the tank? How does he look to you right now?
Got to be honest, I haven't watched him a lot. I've only read some accounts from their local media, and I think he's probably. he can still do what Zach Parise does, but on limited minutes and limited time. I think he probably hasn't lost his knack and his confidence in on limited minutes and limited time. I think he probably hasn't lost his knack and his confidence in what he can do, but I don't think he can, you know, play. He can't play, you know, those minutes that he's played in the past, and they have to kind of use him as a plug-in guy in the right situation.
Now, could he have saved more tread on the tire had he not played the way he did? Or if he did that, would he have been such less of a player that he wouldn't have reaped the rewards that he did? I mean, can you pace yourself, or are you programmed to be that?
I think he's programmed to be that. And, you know, if you look at, you know, sort of his range of scoring goals, he wasn't a guy that was going to score from 20 feet out. And maybe that was just over time because he was so accustomed to scoring from in close with tips and rebounds and you know, wraparounds and things like that. So it was just his nature. That was his calling card. His persona was to be around the net, and that's what rewarded him. So he just wasn't a guy that was scoring, you know, on the rush too often. It was usually standing in front, getting there on at the right time, coming out from below the goal line, and that's just that was his game. So I don't think he could have, I don't think he would have been able to consciously, you know, and physically sort of back off and change his style.
No, I understand. Or if he did, he wouldn't have been as good as he was, and so you know.
Yeah, or he would have had to have changed his whole game from being trying to be an offensive threat to maybe just being a penalty killer.
Yeah, and that's not what he wanted to be, obviously. You know?
No, right.
Two more questions that I find. I love your answers on these because you think about all these things. I was with a guy today that quoted Herb Brooks. You know, many people quote Herb Brooks over the years, and yep. Some of his quotes are, you know, more famous than others. And it was the old quote about how the name on the front of the jersey is more important than the name on the back, and that makes great sense, you know, to anybody that's coaching a team. My question is, as I heard that, and I thought I'm going to just ask Tom this. I with Team USA, I think there is something about when you're playing for your country, you know, you give it up and you do whatever you can for your country. Can you sell that philosophy at other levels? Does that work at the college level or the pro level, where in college guys are trying to hopefully move themselves on to a pro contract, and in the pros, it is what it is, and you may have no affinity to that city to begin with that you play for. Can you sell that?
Yeah, I think you can, and I think Bill Guerin has. You know, my experience, like college, you know, we pulled on the M at University of Minnesota, and it really meant something. Felt like we were playing for the guys that came before us. You know, I think on that concept, I'm just been reading a lot of books, and one of them is about the All Blacks, you know, this rugby team, and one of the statements, you know, they all sweep out their locker rooms and their benches or where they wait on the sidelines, and mm-hmm. and the concept is no one's bigger than the team, and everyone does the small things and the little things. And you know, in New Jersey, when we won the cup, that was certainly the culture and the feeling on the team, was that, you know, you can sell it if everyone feels like they're included and have a role. If no one feels like there's a, you know, a real pecking order, you're in it together. I think if your leaders are demonstrating that, yes, they are, they have their own career and they're playing for their, you know, for their careers as well, but they can do things that demonstrate that they're playing for you as well, right? They've got
yep.
your back. And we had leadership and veterans that you could just tell that they cared about everyone else, the little guys or the fourth liners or the third liners. And that's when you can get your culture right and get your team right. It's when leaders, and on the Wild, you know, I think you've got humble leaders or not self-important leaders right now that, the rest of the guys probably look at Foligno and they feel like when he goes out there and does whatever he does, he's doing it for them and for the team. And I don't want to just point out Foligno. You know, there's other guys too, even the skill guys. They celebrate together, and they all feel like they're all pulling on the rope the same way. So you can do it. And the other thing that you have to align everyone, but it's not hard to align NHL hockey players to all strive to win a Stanley Cup, right? You've got a bunch of guys that have never won a Stanley Cup, and that's their ultimate goal. So they do have that in common that they have to pull together
sure.
for.
Yep. Last question. When we have the outdoor game here January 1st, will it feel pretty much the same as when they played the Blackhawks at then TCF Bank Stadium? Was there anything different or nuances that you expect?
You know, I think it'd be somewhat similar. It'll be a little bit, I think, bigger in that the venue is not on a college campus, which no slight to the U of M and their football stadium, which is great. I went to a few games this fall. But, you know, you get it into a pro stadium, and it'll just feel a little bigger. And maybe the fact that they're almost a league leading team right now will have an impact too, that they'll be able to kind of pump it up a little bit bigger. So maybe it'll be due to the media and the hype.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to feel, and then, you know, coming off an off year where, you know, you didn't get to see it and no one experienced it. It maybe will be able to be, hyped up that way too. And it'll feel a little bit newer and fresh than it did, because let's be honest, for, you know, all these outside games they started having, you know, on January 1st, and then they also had the other stadium series
yep.
games. It started to get a little
diluted,
a little too many, and almost felt like they were abusing the, you know.
Yeah,
the,
exactly. The romance is gone, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, appreciate it very much always. Great conversation, Cerebral, and I appreciate that always, and we'll talk again soon.
I love it, Maxie. Have a good night.
You too. Tom Chorsky talking all things. There is something about what he said, though, about, and I tell you, when you see this, though, in pro sports, in the postseason, a whole lot of things get put in the back burner. I'll explain when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.